This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The upcoming impeachment trial of Donald Trump is more than an effort to convict the former president over inciting an insurrection. It's a chant for public accounting and remembrance of the worst attack on the U.S. Capitol in 200 years. In the month since the January 6th siege by a pro-Trump mob trying to overturn the election, defenders of the former president say it's time to move on. With the trial set to begin this coming Tuesday, many lawmakers have started recounting their personal experience from that day. For many who were witnesses, onlookers, and survivors, it's not over. Meanwhile, asked in an interview with CBS News what he feared if Trump continued to receive classified intelligence briefings, a courtesy that historically has been granted to outgoing presidents, President Biden said that he did not want to speculate out loud, but made clear he did not want Trump to continue getting them. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said earlier this week that the issue of granting Trump intelligence briefings was something that is under review. Jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny returned to court on Friday for a slander trial, despite Western calls for his release, and on the same day as the European Union's top diplomat is in Moscow for talks with Russia's foreign minister. Navalny, President Vladimir Putin's most prominent critic, was jailed this week for almost 3 years for probation violations he called trumped up, a case that the West has condemned and which has spurred talk of sanctions. Russia has accused the West of hysteria and double standards and said protests over his jailing, in which thousands were detained, were broke up by police because they were illegal. Following talks, this is VOA News. Following talks with Josep Borrell, the EU's top diplomat in Moscow, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that Russia considers the European Union to be an unreliable partner. Lavrov was commenting on the possibility of EU sanctions against Moscow over its treatment of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Lavrov said the question of possible sanctions was an internal matter for the EU, but said Russia had noticed how Brussels was increasingly behaving like the United States and imposing unilateral restrictions on countries. Borrell said that, there is no formal proposal for new European Union sanctions on Russia after the jailing of Navalny, but EU foreign ministers and leaders will continue to discuss relations with Russia. Meanwhile, German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Friday condemned Russia's expulsion of German diplomats as a further step by Moscow away from the rule of law. Russia announced the expulsion of diplomats from Sweden, Germany, and Poland, accusing them of taking part in illegal protests last month against the jailing of Alexei Navalny. She said Germany was prepared to continue sanctions on Russia, including against individuals, but said it was a diplomatic duty to keep open channels of communication with Europe's giant eastern neighbor. A member of a World Health Organization team investigating the origins of COVID-19 says full access was granted in Wuhan, China. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
A member of the World Health Organization team that's in Wuhan, China, investigating the origins of COVID-19, tells the Associated Press the team was granted full access to all sites and personnel they requested.
I didn't expect to get that level of openness.
Peter Daszak, a disease ecology expert, says the team thoroughly inspected the seafood market that was linked to early COVID-19 case clusters.
We were in the toilets, in the air vents, looking down under the grids.
The WHO team plans to present a summary of findings before departing China next Wednesday. I'm Mike Rossia.
French President Emmanuel Macron said Friday that he backed Europe's centralized approach to buying COVID-19 vaccines and that it would have been wrong to take a nation-by-nation stance. He added that though the European Union faced vaccine production constraints, the situation would improve from April. His comments come as the European Commission has been under fierce criticism from EU member states over delays in the EU's COVID-19 vaccine rollout, which has badly lagged behind countries like Britain, a former EU member, and the United States. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.